Happy holidays, all. This is Faye here, just letting you guys know that I finally got this silly episode that we recorded 2 weeks ago. And there's not going to be any fancy intro music because we're still working on changing that up. So I hope you enjoy this show. Once again, happy holidays. Hey, everybody. This is the first episode of the Data Cronies with the changes and all the cool new stuff that we're going to talk about. We're very freeform now, so you never know what you're going to hear. But once again, now that we're freeform, guess what? Mr. YOLO Vision gets to hang out with us some more. Say hi, YOLO.
Hey, what's up? This is YOLO Vision.
Alrighty, so let's start off with what have we been doing. It's actually been a few weeks since we recorded. Apparently we're on this twice a month if we're lucky schedule. But, you know, at least you're getting some stuff out and we're not really doing anything too up to date that you need to worry about us being very new. So I'll start off. What have I been doing? Not a whole lot of actual gaming. In the last 3 weeks or so, I think I've been doing a lot more real-life work than anything else. I did get in, and I told you I'd talk about some WildStar. I am actually still a subscriber. I have not canceled yet. I have gotten in since the mega servers, and I'm not that impressed. For only two servers, you would expect that a lot of the towns and a lot of the stuff, you'd have people that want to do everything. But I'm finding that basically the guild that I'm in isn't doing anything still. I'm thinking if I'm going to continue on with WildStar, I might end up having to go to another guild just because mine is kind of dead in the water. I was very happy, though, with the mega servers that they allowed me to keep my property, and that was very exciting for me because I was expecting to get on there and have to have a brand new plot of land that I had to reset up because everything got lost in the mix. But overall, it was a pretty smooth transition. I just wish that, as being that everyone is on a one, sometimes two, depending on what you do, server, you should have people to play with. And I don't still find that. Now, mind you, I've only put like 2 or 3 hours in the game since the mega servers went in a couple weeks ago. I went in right after they went in. So it may be that, you know, they need people to trickle on back in and give it another go with WildStar. So other than that, I did jump into the secret world for a little bit. I'm trying to work on the Halloween stuff before it goes away in a couple of weeks. So I'm hoping that I find a lot more time than I have in the last 3 weeks. And of course, I have been playing Hearthstone because, of course, I will not lose a card back. I did that once. I don't know how I missed an entire month, or at least I did not get to that level 20 cap to get my card back. And it was very upsetting. And amazingly enough, it was the Naxxramas back, which you get for playing the Naxxramas stuff. And I purchased all the Naxxramas stuff and played all the Naxxramas stuff. But I think I spent more time playing that stuff than the actual game, so I missed that card back. And the only way I can get it is if I beat it on hard mode, and that's extremely hard to do. I pounded away like 6-7 hours on hard mode challenges, and they're just too hard mode for me. But so that has basically been my last 3 weeks. What games have you been playing, YOLO?
Hey, I've been playing DC Universe Online. I've been, every day when I come home from work, I do their Halloween content called The Witching Hour, trying to earn points to buy base items and costumes and masks. Also, I recently started playing iPad version of Injustice Online, battling online and trying to get like cards, and which is they're very expensive, which is very depressing, because like to get one character card, one good character card is like $20, which has me going wow. Well, basically it's been DC Universe Online. I've been raiding in DC Universe Online, doing alerts and other things. I've been having a little fun on there. Oh, and also I've been playing a lot of Legends on DC Universe Online. That's when you have iconic characters like Superman, Batman, and you take them into like a battleground arena and battle other players. Been doing a lot of that as well.
So, a whole bunch of DC playing, it sounds like. Nothing else? You haven't... understand that there's a new WoW expansion, and we were talking before the show started about how you're somewhat not actually interested in that WoW expansion. So, could you explain why you're not interested in WoW right now?
Honestly, when I've been looking at the cast of the beta, I've been really feeling like it's the same old stuff. I don't see nothing different that'll draw me back there. I actually went on the what they call it, the free to play, the starter side. I have a starter account, and I just looked. They have beautiful character models, but it's I don't know. I just don't feel nothing different. Nothing that say, let me jump back into it, because I almost did just to level my Death Knight to 90. And I said, you know something, I can spend that $15 a month somewhere else. Actually, I was thinking about Final Fantasy 14 again, but I don't know. It's I feel like I'm starting to get burnt out on DC Universe Online. I'm going to probably play another MMO, but I just don't know which one yet.
Yeah, that's interesting you said Final Fantasy, because from all the things I've been understanding since the last Sony little junket that they did, there's a lot of cool things coming back to Final Fantasy, and I don't know. I mean, well, I played it for what it was worth when it first was re-released, and I liked the individual solo content. I felt like I was playing a Final Fantasy game directly off of, you know, the PlayStation or the Xbox or something else, and that was exciting to me. And now I'm like reading all the stuff and looking at all the stuff that's up and coming, and it seems like the game's starting to kind of remake themselves for like the third time with this upcoming expansion and everything they're adding to the game. It's got me a little excited too. I'm debating whether I should go back to that game, because I was originally going to go to spend my money, take a month off of WildStar, and I was going to spend that on Arcage and give that a shot. But with all the issues in the beginning, it just, for some reason, I just couldn't get back into Arcage. I was enjoying myself when I could log on, and I understand now that's a lot better and a lot of people can log on, but I just couldn't get back into it. So, and then I'm looking at Secret World going, you know, I'm getting further and further away from Secret World, and I own that game. It is free to play. I love that game. I don't know why I'm not playing that game. But for some reason, I have so many other interests that jump ahead of me. It's like I want to try the new and the great and the best thing. That's one thing I did do, is I started another tune on Rift, because when you jump, as we were discussing in a previous show, when you jump back into a game after a while, you don't know what you're doing. So I started a brand new tune, and I ran that tune for probably 4 or 5 hours straight, just kind of, you know, going from level 1 to like level 15, just to try and get that old feel, because I loved Rift. You know, I thought that was a great game. I thought the graphic style was really good. I thought it had a pretty good hold on me, so I gave that a shot too during this last 3 weeks. And I don't know, I just, right now it's so hard because I'm so busy with work. It's hard for me that, you know, I feel like I went from hardcore to being casual to being like half a casual, and it's just insane. You know, we're going to have a discussion about, you know, what makes a casual player, what makes a hardcore player tonight as our open topic. But where do you feel that you fit now that you've just been playing, you know, pretty much one game and then the iPad version of that game with the same type of characters? Do you feel that you're becoming even more and more casual as you're going along, Yellow?
I feel I've always been casual. I'm one of those players that just like to play, level to max. Then once I level to max, I just go to the next character, level up to max, and it keeps going on and on until I get bored. I'm not really into like raiding too much or doing dungeons. I just like to level the characters and feel the content of what's going on in the particular universe. And a little bit of lore, very little. I'm not a lore master, but I just like a little bit of lore and until I get bored of the game and then jump off to something else.
Well, let's delve in a little bit to our open topic. This isn't going to be an extremely long show, probably 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes long, but we really were discussing how we want to just try and give our own opinions on what it is to be casual and what it is we feel to be hardcore. Because I noticed, as you, even as you were speaking, you were talking about you were on DC and you were doing some raids, and a lot of people would consider that to be hardcore because raiding takes a lot of time. Do you not find that in DC, you online, that raiding means that anymore? Or is it your character's so buff that you just speed through raiding and it doesn't take that much time? So why would you not consider raiding at all to be hardcore in your case?
There's WoW raiding, there's DC raiding. They're both polar opposites. DC raiding takes, if you got a good tier group, takes... I did a raid Monday. Saturday, I believe I did a raid. And it only took like 15 minutes to finish that whole raid. I don't even know how to explain it. People who play DC Universe knows you basically get run. Like me, I'm low tiered. I'm tier 2. Once you get like tier 6, 5s, and 4s running you, you just burn through content. And it happens even with the alerts. You're not able to even pull off an ability without the higher tier person just burning down the boss instantly.
So, no, but... in that same token, I realized that with WoW, you can get ran through as well. Now, let's distinguish a little bit between DCU and WoW raiding. WoW raiding, you know, can have 10 man, it can have 20 man. You know, they're working on reintroducing 40 mans, what so have you. How many people run a raid in DCU?
It's 8 people.
All right, 8 people. So... it's 2 less than a WoW's 10-man, but you say that how many people of the 8 have to be fully geared, and how many can they pull through on a DCU raid?
That's a good question. It's a question I can't even answer, because I joined some league in DC Universe Online, and they all like tier 5 and 6, and they were fully geared with the top gear, and they just burnt through everything.
All right, so we know with WoW, if we take the 10-man, which is the closest equivalent, that you could only pull one or two with a 10-man group through mostly. Now, I understand that with all the changes that are coming up in Warlords of Draenor, there is a polar shift in the amount of damage you do. When you do content leading up to Warlords, you do extreme massive damage to really lower level dungeons from like, Mist of Pandaria all the way back to vanilla WoW dungeons. You do extreme amount of damage with the gear that you get in Mist if you're high gear. But once you switch over to Warlords, it's like night and day because you have extreme damage. And then when you go over to Warlords, all of a sudden your damage like looks like it's been cut in half. But really, it's on the same scale, and that drives a lot of people crazy. Have you heard about what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that.
Well, what have you heard?
No, basically the same thing about the massive damage, high levels, and the new expansion can do on low level stuff.
Yeah, because I know that my son went back, and he said that he was, like, two-manning Ice Crown Citadel, trying to get, like, all the achievements and everything. That he said it was extremely easy now, and it was just crazy how you would... things that when I was playing, and I was playing hardcore, and I was going through Ice Crown Citadel, and I was trying to, you know, beat the Lich King and all that, I was considered hardcore going through there because when I went through there, originally it was pre-nerf, which is another thing that a lot of hardcore players will distinguish themselves from casual because they'll say, well, I did it on pre-nerf. You beat the boss after the nerf, so you're not as hardcore as I am, even though I would raid, you know, 40 hours a week, beat my head against the wall trying to get through each one of the levels, you know, to beat the Lich King, and it took forever to beat him, you know. So, do you feel that's hardcore, just raiding, you know, WoW? What would you consider hardcore for DCU then? Would you consider nothing hardcore for DCU?
Well, you know something, I forgot that The raid I did was a low tier raid. I have not reached the higher tier raids, which when I watch the cast on Twitch of higher tier raids, a lot of the higher tiers get wiped out. So I've never been a fish. I never had a same level group going through a same level raid. So I want to say, forgive me, but I want to. I don't want to put out a misconception that it's just all easy from top to bottom, because when you get to the top, it's still kind of hard and considered a raid. But what I was doing was just sitting there. Basically, I could just AFK, and while they was just burning down all of the bosses like Black Adam and stuff.
All right. Well, we're gonna break it down here just for a second, and we're gonna go to our thoughts on what makes a casual gamer and what makes a hardcore gamer. And we're not just going to say, well, I'm a casual gamer, and because that doesn't explain anything to anybody. So I'm going to kind of start out here. And to me, a casual player, this is my opinion, nobody get angry, a casual player is somebody who generally can put in 10 or less hours a week of gaming. Now, with that being said, when I was hardcore and I was transitioning over to like softer core, I guess, I would find myself still playing those 10 hours to a highest advantage I could get. So say like when I was, I had beat everything and I was waiting for something new to come out, I wasn't playing as much. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I felt that I was a casual gamer because I was top tier geared. I would get on, I would work on my professions, I would work on helping everyone else, I would work on getting achievements, I would work on getting mounts, I would work on getting pets. You know, I was always working on something for those 10 hours. I didn't just sit back with, you know, do a quest here, a quest there. When I'm talking about less than 10 hour gaming being casual, I'm talking about you're getting on there and you may run, you know, this is 10 hours an entire week. So you have seven days. So it's like 1 hour, 15 minutes a day if you broke it down. I'm talking about that sort of thing where you pop on, maybe you play a couple PvP matches, maybe you do a little bit of crafting, and then you basically pop off, you know, because that's all the time you have due to work restrictions, family restrictions, you know, the generations are getting much and much older, the ones who started out with games like WoW, you know, that have been around for a long time. There's a lot of them are still playing WoW. I was debating going back to WoW myself when Warlords came out because my son started playing again. You know, he started playing, you know, back when he was like 9 years old and he's turning 17. So he's been playing a long time, you know. So, you know, I played for even more years than he did. So when I'm talking casual, to me, is 10 or less hours, just really popping on, doing as quick hit stuff as you can. Nothing that necessarily is progressive to your characters, but you're playing the game for fun. Maybe you're a quester. Maybe you like the quest. Maybe you like the lore. So you spend that hour and you quest and you learn your lore and you learn what about the game. But if you miss a day, you don't care. That's probably where the core of casual versus hardcore. Hardcore, which we can get to in a little bit, and actually, you know what? I will save what I think about is hardcore. Or what I thought when I was hardcore, people saw me as hardcore, what I did. But really, it comes down to that time frame and the caringness to play at all. You know, right now, an example of me being casual is I only get now about 5 hours a week to play, but I'm also playing not just one game. I'm popping in and I'm doing updates on every one of my games. Sometimes I'll have a night where I just get on and I update like the 6-7 games I have on my desktop to make sure they're ready if I do want to play them. And that can be my whole 1 hour jump that I get. Sometimes I'll jump on an easier game. To me, at least, an easier game like Hearthstone. You know, something you can get in and out really fast. You know, a lot of the Hearthstone, once again, I'm trying to jump ahead. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to talk about hardcore players yet. We'll talk about it in a minute. So, for right now, for me, casual is really time and amount of investment that you feel you're getting. within the game. What when you think casual, or you think about yourself, and you would define yourself as casual, how do you define casual right now, Yolo?
Oh, I define it by playing like 2-3 hours a day on a particular game. Not like when I play the game, I just do stupid stuff like I just pop up, do like a dungeon, or how can I explain it? Oh, like I just do like random quests. Like right now, DC Universe Online, I'll try to earn some feats to get some skill points. When you get to the highest skill point, you do more damage. So right now, I'm just like once a day, I'll try to do like a 1 feat, 2 feats a day. And it's not really that hardcore because I really don't push to get the feat. I just like, you know, I'll like, let me collect 2 items and then I'll collect the next 3 the next day or something like that. I thought I was casual in World of Warcraft years ago, but when you say playing like under 10 hours is casual, I know I went over it, and I basically felt I was doing casual thing because I wasn't. Only thing I was doing was like leveling a character and jumping to the next one. But I spent more than 10 hours doing that. I spent like over like I think there was days like when we used to play together, you'll see me in the morning when you logged in, you'll see me in the afternoon when you logged in, you used to see me in the nighttime when you logged in. So I don't think that was casual, but I thought I was. Thank you for clearing that up, sir.
Well, that was my personal thing about casual. And even as you're talking about DC, you're like 2 to 3 hours a day. That's 21 hours a week. So I wouldn't necessarily, personally, I wouldn't consider that being casual. Now, maybe it's because I'm jealous because I don't get that much time to play video games anymore. But, you know, I don't necessarily consider that casual. But like you said, you go on there and you just kind of goof off when you're spending that 2 to 3 hours. You're not necessarily doing anything super crazy. But we didn't put into a factor that you brought up is you were on a lot in WoW. But you're always kind of been an altaholic, whereas I've always been a very single character type guy, maybe have one alt. I usually always only have one tune at max level, and everyone else is sitting, you know, between level 10 and level 30 of a game. So I've never been into the alt scene, so I don't know if that shifts what it is to be, you know, casual or hardcore, because I know a lot of times because you were an altaholic, but you also had all your alts at max level. So to me, that would seem a little bit hardcore, because you kept grinding those characters day in and day out to match each other's levels, going through the same exact quest day in and day out, which I would find extremely boring to do on multiple characters, and you would just challenge yourself to knowing the best route to get to that high level. You know, so for me, just because you challenge yourself, especially in the WoW days, not necessarily in the DCU days, but in the WoW days, I would consider you to be hardcore because you kept pushing the envelope. You kept progressing. It may not have been on the same tune. It may because you had like 5 different tunes and they were all max level and they all went through the same thing. You had that drive, you had that ambition to get all your characters to max level. Not necessarily all max geared on every single character, because that takes even more dedication and more time. But I would have considered, you know, you, if especially like you said, I see you in the morning, afternoon, at night, whenever I logged, and I logged a lot. If I saw you on there, I would think, oh, you know, Mr. Yolo or Mr. Jaga at the time, you know, he's like the guy. You know, look at him. He's got all these tunes. How can he do that? I can't do that, because I always felt, you know, that I had to make one person the best. You were like, nah, man, I need like 17 different tunes, and they're all going to be the best, and they're all going to do this. I'm going to find a way to do it faster the next time and faster the next time and get my people to max level. So yeah, I would definitely have considered you hardcore then. I don't know how many alts you run on DCU, if I only have one, but how is your alt-holism going?
Well, I actually 2000, I believe it was 2011, I first started DCU. I had created a couple of alts, but right now I only use like 2 of them. But before I had like 10, and most of them were max level. But now it's just like two I use, and I have a few that's max level, but I don't use. So I kind of calmed down with that ultra holism. But when I was in Final Fantasy 14, I came into a roadblock. The roadblock was when I was leveling my character, for some reason, I do not like leveling the same character with a different scale. I like leveling another tune to a different scale. And when that happened in Final Fantasy, where you could just give like each the same character all of the jobs, that kind of put a monkey wrench into my playing of that game.
Well, I think that's why I like Rift so much, is because Rift literally, it's set up to and Secret World. They're both set up where you really only have to have one character. So me and WoW, really loving my one character, I started playing these games where they gave you every single talent tree and you could be every single thing. It was just great to me because then I could concentrate on where I wanted to. You know, every time I step into a new MMO, I try to do it just a tad bit different than the past. So when I went from WoW into Rift, I almost played it the same way. I had to have, you know, I had to have the skill trees that I wanted all maxed out. I had to have the best PvP gear. I was very much still into collecting pets like I was in WoW, but it was much harder to get pets in that game than it was in WoW. So I was like, oh, well, I can let that go, but I always had to make sure all my talent trees and my crafting and everything, you know, had to be on top par. I always had to make it to max level. And then I switched over and I went between, of course, Star Wars, and then I went to Secret World off of that. And I just changed my whole thing. In Secret World, I didn't do any crafting. I was like, nah, I'm done. I'm done. I spent hours crafting. I don't want to craft. I wasn't as hip to their crafting system in Rift. In Secret World. So, you know, I change it up every single time. Now, we're going to switch up here. Unless you have any more comments on casual, we're going to switch up and we're going to start talking about what we consider hardcore. Any more thoughts on casual?
Negative, sir. Let's get into the hardcore side of things.
All right. Hardcore. Now, this is going to be tough because I know I put a limit of 10 hours or less on casual, but for hardcore, this is where I get into this gray zone in the middle, kind of where between 10 and 20 hours, kind of like the gray zone or like the softer core, I guess, before the total casual is, you know, 20 hours and up for me would be considered hardcore. Now, I look at a lot of the, you know, I'm using a lot of WoW reference because this is the time of my life when I was hardcore, you know, when I would do 40-hour, 50-hour weeks. But when I look at how actual raiding guilds, which were generally considered the harder core players, if you're in a raiding guild, you're going to be hardcore, you're going to be expected to do something, you're expected to have literally weeks on end of no sleep. Because they go anywhere. When a game first comes out and you're a raiding guild and you're known in the world as a raiding guild, you have different expectations than just a everyday run-of-the-mill raiding guild, which is kind of what we were in WoW. With the top tier, it's like hardcore and then elite core, okay? But we're going to try and group them all together with, you know, hardcore and elite core. So it's like, let's see, oh, I got my scales working here. I have elite core, I have hardcore, I have soft core, and I have casual core. Yeah, okay, we got four sets here, but we're gonna lump them in the two. So with the hardcore player, 20 hours minimum a week. But not just 20 hours, you know, just questing, working your alts, you know, 20 hours or more spent on a single tune, and every single thing you do is to better that tune. Be it crafting, be it PvPing, any way that you can get that tune as fully geared as possible in the most amount of time that it takes. And we're not just talking 20 hours in-game. We're talking 20 hours in game plus data mining different things. You know, trying to read articles online, watch videos, talk to other players offline about what they do, find out who's the best, study the best. This is the life of a hardcore gamer. This is the life I led for the longest time because I wanted to be the best on my realm. And there are points in this game in WoW because, like I said, that was really where I was spent most of my hardcore time. Not to say that I didn't have a hardcore attitude. Not to say I still don't have a hardcore attitude because I will still be judgy. A lot of hardcore players, like it or not, are going to be judgy. So when you go into any other game, you're going to still have that mentality where you're going to be like, oh my word. Even though I'm a casual, I will see things with that attitude in mind and it doesn't go away. Where I'll be like, oh my God, you are so, you know, what the hardcore is called, teddy bears. You know, you're the soft. You're like, oh, what are you doing? Why are you not caring? You know, so that became a fine line for me. I would like to almost mix the two and I say, oh, well, I'm casual hardcore because I always will have that attitude and I try to not be that judgy, you know, prick that a lot of hardcore players are known as being, but sometimes I find myself thinking it. I won't say it out loud. I'm a, you know, generally a nice guy, but it will pop in my head first, like, whoa, you know, what are you doing? Why don't you care? Why don't you do what you're doing? It's not that it's a bad thing. If you're going to be a hardcore player, you kind of have to be that way. You kind of have to be very standoffish, but you don't have to be, but it comes with the territory. I find this happens a lot. Hardcore gamers and PvPers get kind of lumped in the same attitude pool. They get lumped that they think they're better than everyone else. And rightly so sometimes because they work that hard. They're sitting at home with a pen and pencil, writing out different stats in pen and pencil. I know, very geekish, very nerdish, but it's what we do as hardcore players. You have to spend that extra time bettering yourself as best as you can. You want to be top dog on your server. You want to be known. You want your name out there because you like the recognition. Now, a lot of times, hardcore players, you'll find they lump together. And most of the time they're in competition, unless they play different classes. But if you're in the same class and you're in the same raiding guild, like in WoW, if you're a warlock and there's another warlock, then you're constantly in competition to see who's the best out of that warlock. Or if you're a warlock and they just buffed the mage, or they just buffed the druid, and they're now doing higher DPS, you have to go back with that pen and pencil, and you have to fix every little detail that makes you the top on your damage meter. You know, that's the one thing. Add-ons, sometimes I think they kill it. Sometimes I think they help. And I think when damage meters started coming out, and when the game started showing gear level, and everyone was like, no, you can't come unless you hit this DPS, or no, you can't come if you have that gear, you know, it really makes the hardcore even more standoffish. And I understand if you're hardcore and you're in a raiding guild, a lot of times you're playing straight for 2, 3, 4 weeks, and you don't get a lot of sleep. And you're taking off work if you work, and you're really so dedicated to downing these bosses. But then you go through something that a lot of casual players and softcore players do not go through. You do not continuously truck along a lot of the times. A lot of times you do your raiding, you get your gear, and you basically take off months until the next best thing comes along. A lot of hardcore players don't do it like I did and switch their hardcoreness to other things, to their crafting, to, you know, picking up mounts, to picking up pets, and whatever you can switch off and move your hardcoreness to. A lot of times your hardcoreners will come, they will truck along 2, 3 weeks, they will get to the end, get their gear. Then they just come back a couple hours a week and until they get themselves fully geared, once they down all the bosses, get the accreditation, and then they just log for their raid nights, which then become twice a week, 3 times a week, 6 to 10 hours. You know, my casual range, this is what hardcore to elite players will do. And that, but what's even funnier is they'll finish up after a month and they will not have, you know, they'll have like one or two mounts that they got as awards, but their crafting will be like way down there. They may have somebody else who's in the guild who says, no, 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 I'll work on my crafting and then I'll help you, you know, along that way. So hardcore to me is 20 plus hours, but I mean hardcore 20 plus hours of doing every single thing to better your character, to get your name recognized. So you're walking down the streets of whatever town you're in and you're chatting in chat and they're like, hey, I've heard of that guy. I was that guy once. I'm not that guy anymore. Very few people know me. A lot of people know me as Faye, of course, through Secret World and through the Beyond the Veil. But I'm not necessarily known as that hardcore guy that I was. I was very hardcore in a lot of the games I started since WoW. I would get the 50, I would do my crafting, but I wouldn't continue on raiding because it took so much of my life that I gave up that raiding aspect to my playing. And I still kept a hardcore attitude, but I minimized my super eagerness. I don't feel that I need to log into any one game anymore that is more important than my real life stuff. So that was my like hour long lecture on hardcore. Let's hear what you, how you consider hardcore players YOLO.
Well, since both my playstyle, I can't really say much on the hardcore player. Only thing I can say is a lot of them are dedicated players, as you stated, collecting gear, doing their dailies, doing them each and every day. I remember when I started doing dailies and WoW, I think I did a week, and then I said, I can't do this no more. And as far as like the PvP aspect, you know, do the same thing. You know, you just grind up. Battlegrounds for most of the day, and I don't know. It's hard for me to describe a hardcore player, even though you said that I'm possibly considered one because of the way I was dedicated to leveling. But I never really was dedicated in really getting gear. I got PvP gear, but just like bits and pieces. Everything was mixed and matched PvP with PvP gear, and I don't know, Faye. I think you said a whole lot about what the hardcore gamer is, and I feel that you're basically correct. So I'm going to go back to you because, again, as far as my game style, I have no input when it comes to hardcore.
All right, let me riddle you this then. Okay, when was the last time that you did not put in 20 hours a week in your gaming?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's been a while. It's hard for me to say. I probably like 2 or 3 months. Actually, I couldn't even say that because I was hardcore WoWstar for a time. Probably I'll say like April or May.
Okay, April or May. Now, let me riddle you something else that I did not mention about hardcores. How much time when you get into a game do you spend listening to other such podcasts about that game, watching videos about that game, watching other Twitch streams about that game? How much time do you spend on the game when you get into a game that you do not spend in-game?
Well, actually, I think I spend more time listening to the podcast than actually being in the game, especially when I was really crazy about WoWstar. I was listening to like 7 or 8 podcasts daily.
Okay, 7 or 8 podcasts daily. Okay, so how many hours would that be just in listening to learn more about your game that you're dedicated to?
I'll say, that's a good question. I'll say like 4 hours. Like if I was playing, sometimes I would have the podcast playing in the background. When I'm going to sleep, I'll just have it. I actually have a playlist. I used to have a playlist of the podcast. I just have it running all through the night as I'm wake up off and on as I sleep.
All right, here we go. Another question about something a hardcore player would do. How much time when you're playing a class in a game do you spend looking up stats on how to make that player your tune better.
I spent a lot of time doing that, especially on WoWstar with the engineer. I was looking at what was the best DPS rotation, how to tank. But the one thing is, when I was in World of Warcraft, I never did that. I was like going in with anything. My abilities is all mix and match. I think it took you to say, Vajaga, here go a link to max DPS.
Yeah, but you learned. So what I'm hearing from you, though, is you may consider yourself casual. And of course, I consider myself casual now, of course, as well, even though I'm not playing anywhere near as much time as you're playing anything. You know, I still do, of course, you know, with Hearthstone, you know, not that it's an MMO or anything. It's still a game that I dedicate my time to. You know, I'm constantly looking at people's Twitch feeds. I'm watching the games. I'm listening to the podcast. I'm reading the different deck lists. I'm seeing what's out there. I'm seeing what the metagame is. So I'm still thinking as much hardcore with the very casual trickle of time that I get to play any one game. So if I looked at your entire schedule, you know, there's these diets out there for people where they have to track their food. If you actually sat down and you tracked your time in game, your time listen podcast, your time on these different gaming websites, you may find you're still putting in 40 hours a week just because you're not putting it into the game, but you're putting it into your mind about the game. Do you think that by my description of hardcore that you have a hardcore mindset and you just don't always get the total amount of time, even though I say you do, playing those games? When I describe a hardcore, do you feel that that's you, but you still think you're not hardcore?
Yeah, when you describe it, it's me. But I don't know, I don't feel like I'm that hardcore. I feel like I don't feel dedicated to the games I'm playing at the moment. I just feel like it keeps me distracted from other stuff.
All right. Well, I've been talking for a while. We've been talking for a while. Casual, hardcore. Decide for yourself what you are. Okay? If we're going to probably put this up, I don't even know when. I'm not going to put a date on it because we got crazy schedules. So this will go up hopefully within a week after I, you know, well, hopefully in a few days. But I'm going to tell you what date it is. Surprise, it's whatever date you listen to it. If you have any comments, you could leave them either on the website. You can send them to, I believe we're datacronies@gmail.com. You know, let me know what you consider to be hardcore or casual. We're probably going to put this on our YouTube feed, but we're going to put it down as an audio recording to our YouTube feed just so you can listen to it. You have another way of getting it. So, you know, we really would like some feedback. We're trying this new format out. Hopefully you like this new format. Maybe in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have another topic that we're going to discuss. So until then, like I said, you can reach us, of course, type in Datacronies at YouTube. You can send me a personal note through that site. It doesn't matter. Just when you actually hear this, so we know you're listening, because I this is either going up soon on iTunes or it's already up on iTunes or whatever when you listen to this. However you listen to this, just drop us a note. Let us know you're listening. And until next time, this has been Faye and Yolo saying good night, my Datacronies.
Take care, everybody. See ya!